This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
After ICE raids on dairy farms, who's taking care of the cows? Joining us on today's Dairy Radio Now is Dr. Megan Hain, Chief Veterinary Officer for the National Milk Producers Federation. And Dr. Hain, thank you for joining us. Would it be an understatement to say the labor force has changed dramatically for dairy operators this past year?
I think it definitely has, and it's not necessarily just within the last year, but the changes focused on immigration within the last year has really sort of brought those progressive changes in U.S. dairy, into sort of more of a stark focus. We always think of farms as being smaller family farms, but the nature of it is like everything else, farms have grown to be sort of more effective and efficient. And in that sort of growth, we often see farms that are still family owned, but they're larger in that. And it's sort of the labor needed to run those farms in that requires sort of the hiring of outside labor. The tricky thing about it within agriculture is that work is so hard. It always has been hard. It's sort of physical labor. It's long hours. It's being out every single day of the year because animals require care. I mean, they're living things every single day of the year. So those hot days in the middle of the summer when all of us kind of want to be inside in the air conditioning, those really freezing cold days when the polar vortexes are coming down into sort of Wisconsin and sort of parts of the U.S. where we all want to be in and warm, the animals still require care. And having folks who are sort of willing and able to go out and provide that care is definitely challenging. So what we found is that a lot of the ag labor in the U.S., and this is not just dairy, but, we're primarily focused on dairy, but a lot of that labor these days is provided by immigrant labor. Those are the folks who are willing to go out and do the hard work and to take care of sort of the animals. And the other thing we found is that it's not something that you can step into tomorrow and be really good at. So folks will come in and that, but it takes a good bit of training for a lot of our animal caretakers to be really effective and efficient. So changing people out, is not something we can do just sort of on a whim because it takes sort of weeks and months to really train someone to say, what's the particular diet of these animals? What's the behavior of these animals? So you know sort of how to predict what they're going to do. Even more complex is, recognizing illnesses and diseases and treating those sort of appropriately in that. So a lot of the ag labor force these days and that on our dairy farms, the immigrant labor that are there are actually very skilled. They've learned a lot about, how to really take care of these animals effectively in that. So it's certainly something that now that this is really under focus, it's definitely sort of putting a lot of pressure on the system because we need these folks. They're the ones who are doing the hard work that no one else wants to do, and they're the ones that are skilled to do it.
Sounds like short term, there's really not a lot of winners, especially with the animals who are going to be neglected because of the lack of workers.
Absolutely. And when we think about sort of some of these farms and that, you've got a certain amount of animals that are on that farm and that, and they require care on a daily basis. If we suddenly go in and take out half the people that are providing that care, it doesn't stop the fact that those animals need care on a daily basis to keep them from suffering. So they need that food and water to keep them from the effects of hunger and thirst. They need that attention to recognize illnesses, injuries, treat those immediately in that to prevent suffering. They need that skilled care with cows that are giving birth or cows that have been injured or sick or down or things like that. Those animals need particular care that is immediate. So as we're looking at a farm that's normally run by X number of people, say let's, we've got a farm with 40 people there. If you suddenly halve that workforce, that work has to go on, and trying to sort of get it achieved with half the workforce means it's a struggle for those that are remaining and on the back burner, what things sort of don't get done. Just a matter of capability of how many hours are in the day that you start taking that number down and it gets to a point where those animals are going to suffer just because we don't have enough hands to get it done.
We've discussed immigration reform in the past, but really nothing like this, where dairy operators have to take immediate action to replace their workers.
Absolutely. I mean, it's sort of frustrating to sit and watch this, you know, because immigration has always been a very difficult political topic. Looking at sort of what's going on now, I'm hoping that conversations like this one, you know, really focusing on the immediate needs and ramifications, if we end up sort of disrupting that sort of labor force, will bring the focus, that immediate, just practical focus to this topic to say, right, this isn't a political football. There's people and animals that will suffer if we continued. We need practical solutions now. So my hope is with having these conversations, you know, sort of bringing forth this topic of sort of animal welfare as being a big part of this, is to bring that practical focus and hopefully bring everyone to the table to have the conversations that are needed for long-term solutions to immigration and to farm labor and that.
Well, thank you for the visit today, Dr. Hain. Any final comments?
The only thing that I'll mention is I've worked with a lot of the folks, you know, in my 20-year career, I've worked with a lot of farm laborers and that, and these are great people. You know, they do the hard work that's there. They're very caring for the animals that are there, and they're knowledgeable. These are folks just like you and me, and really sort of remembering the animals and the people that are part of this conversation is the important part.
Thank you for the comments today. Dr. Megan Hain, Chief Veterinary Officer for the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.